Scene. My voice is dying. Kyle, what a great episode.
Great episode. I'm going to lead it off with the adult joke now, please. Before I forget it.
Yeah.
You said my heart grew a few times. I was like, well, that's not the only thing that grew. Your slanger? Did your slanger grew a couple times? A little bit?
I mean, maybe, who knows?
I mean, we did talk about the hub that's on the episode.
I want to thank everybody for being so patient. This month has been kind of barren when it comes to Patreon. That is on me. It's been really busy for the both of us. Really personal stuff wise here. I wish I can tell you guys, but it's not my place nor appropriate. That it's been keeping me away from the things I really love. So this is a really good distraction from all that, Kyle. I really appreciate it. I do have some personal news that I think I could share on a Patreon.
Okay.
Hey, it's Mark and Mark from the Uncharted movie. I play Sully.
Well, he says that exact line in the movie.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I'm starting a new position somewhere else.
Ooh.
But this time I will get to say it much earlier. Much earlier. Okay.
I'm going to act surprised like I didn't know this already.
Yeah.
What?
Gasp. And no reason in particular other than I really want to be a part of this team. They got a really, really cool culture that I would like to be a part of. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get to, like, make that cool, like, Twitter thing where, like, I exit out my bio and I'm like, I work here. Uh-huh. But, yeah. And, again, still, nothing changes. I've always made that point clear. Still going to... Mm-hmm. Talk about slangers on the podcast. Nothing changes there.
you brought up work culture before or just now. And today at work, my boss has been out for 2 days and I'm having like an existential crisis at work because she literally does everything for everybody.
Yeah.
So when she's out, not only do I not have like the tasks that she gives me throughout my day, which take up most of my day, but everyone else now comes to me and I don't know any of the answers. So like, hey Kyle, do you know anything about this customer who's calling in about this job? I'm like, no. And then my neurotic brain is like, oh, they're seeing me as a fraud. But somebody at work who is like the person in charge of payroll, she wears many hats. She's been extremely kind to me. And the last 2 days, she's like trying to help me learn as much as I can for things that I don't normally do, just to help out until she comes back. And she was like, just so you know, Kyle, the culture here isn't very much like you're not going to hear that you're doing a good job. So like you're going to have to learn to like give yourselves pat on the backs. In a way for a good job. And I'm like, yeah, I can probably tell. And that is a big bummer.
Yeah.
Cause like, I would like to know that I'm doing a good job. So that way I can be a little bit more confident in everything that I do and hear that from somebody else. Like I know deep down I'm doing a good job, but it's always feels better when you hear it from somebody else's mouth.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, oh man.
And the fact that I know that dad? I'm not the fact that I know I'm not going to get that really is that's going to be a big hurdle for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I understand that completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a lot of people got a little concerned of like, oh, you're in PR and games now. Well, what does that mean for what you can say? I've made it very clear to every interview. I've declined offers, Kyle, when they're like, you have to not be on this podcast. I'd be like, well, I don't have to be working for you, you son of a gun. I made it very clear that I love doing this. This is my favorite thing to do, and I'm not going to be watered down by it. In fact, I think it's going to make the show better because I get a little bit of insight now on how the sausage is made. You know, I saw a pipeline the other day of how a game is going to get through its development. And I'm like, ooh, interesting. Wowzers.
Just let me know when these
dates are going to hit.
Just let me know when I can unfollow the account that you've been running currently.
Oh, how dare you? Wink. You do whatever you want. Well, okay, whatever. Listen, we'll talk after the show. But yeah. It's but have I been doing good on that account, Kyle?
Of course you have.
Yeah.
I also think it's hilarious when I look at the who is following, and it's like everyone that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. So yeah, none of that is gonna really change. I just, again, this place, you know, I got this job and then this interview came in. I was like, yeah, well, let me just try it out. Let me see. Well, I got nothing to lose here, everything to gain. And they really won me over. So like one of the things that I really liked is that like a lot of, first off, how diverse the team was. Like the team that I'll be involved with are, I believe, mostly, if not all, women.
Sweet.
So I'm just like, yeah, that's awesome. You know, seeing, you know, women in high forms of power, that's awesome to see that it's not just a bunch of old white dudes. Because trust me, there's a bunch of old white dudes everywhere. Not to say that that's generally a bad thing, but it's also awesome to see that, you know, when you have a more diverse staff, that means you get more people with different ways of thinking than just one different perspective or one
old,
similar
old white dudes in suits and in chairs have been the norm for way too long.
Exactly. And again, no problem. But when
old
white dudes, like, come on.
We only get better if there's different voices.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, different perspectives. I feel like we get lost on who's sitting in the chair rather than the perspective. So like to see that, I'm like, that's really awesome. That means, yeah, you're valuing everybody's, you know, thoughts and opinions, which is really great. Yeah. Everybody was insanely kind. And the one thing that I really loved, Kyle, is like me, the CEO and the president talked for an hour and like 35 minutes when it was supposed to be like a 40 minute call.
Oh, that's cool.
So like seeing that they took the time, I really, really dug that. That was really awesome. We were just getting lost in conversation. You know, it didn't feel like an interview. It felt really nice. Yeah, yeah. So that's real neat. And I get to help around the house when it comes to, a lot of people don't know, but my sister-in-law, my brother and sister live with us because she is disabled. And so I get to help her more.
Nice.
So, you know, it's nice. It's nice.
It's still, I mean, obviously still remote, still be at home.
Yeah,
working.
Still remote. Also, you're going to probably hear a knock on the door because Amy's going to be here. My best friend is staying with us for a few days because she's had a week and I'm trying to be a very supportive friend. She's sleeping in my goddamn bed and I'm sleeping on a lazy boy. And got to say, not a fan.
Not a fan of lazy boy?
This way. Finish up what you're doing. I'm pretty much there. Okay. Door's open. What do you want from me?
What do you want?
So want.
I need to get a new couch.
Yeah, like IKEA.
No, God, no. I need something to last. Like
oh God, I almost.
I'm a big man, Joe. Joe is currently taking his headphones off, so he can't hear me.
Yeah. Still recording, bud.
Bud.
Did you hear that on a mic?
You're still recording, bud? Yes.
No, but I opened the door, and my mom, because like the bathroom's right next to us, my parents are across the hall, uh-huh. And my mom just yells, I'm taking a leak.
but what I was saying was, I can't get no IKEA for, I'm a big man. That's not going to last.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need, the issue that I have now with this dual recliner couch thing, whatever, is my niece about a year ago, or not a year, longer than that, 2 years ago or so, she sat on the foot of the flippy part and broke it, and all the stuffing went out, so it hurts my legs with my legs up, and the bottom part is the leather has ripped. And my calf is literally rubbing against the wood.
Ooh.
So it's not very comfortable. I need to go to Bob's and see if they accept a payment plan.
Real talk? I got a Bob-a-pedic. You son of a gun.
Oh, the mattress?
The mattress. Surprisingly pretty good.
Because I also want to invest in one of those beds that I can, like...
I have one of those. The thing is, it eats batteries. So make sure you get rechargeable or adjust it to what you want.
Batteries? It doesn't plug in the wall?
Well, the remote.
Oh, the remote.
Yeah, it just eats AAAs. Like it does, because it doesn't turn off.
You're thinking you have to like get on the floor and replace batteries to your bed.
No, it's so comfortable though. It's like that. Oh, it's the reason why I love it so much.
Because like I have a GERD. Indigestion.
Good. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's.
So you sleep. You want to sleep.
So I have one of those slanty pillows.
Yeah.
To make me a little bit upright.
Yeah, that's why I
slide during the night down it, so then I become flat, and then it becomes a whole issue.
Yeah.
So I definitely need to get one of those.
I do it for my sleep apnea. Humble brag. I'm sleeping on a Lazy Boy recliner.
Yeah.
Possibly, actually, real talk. Hey, Amy, what's going on, bud?
Bud,
she gave me a salute. What's on? Do you have a stitched heart on the back of your shirt? We're doing a Patreon post show. Please be PG-13. There's a heart on the back of your shirt.
PG, you've been talking about hanging slangers all show.
Okay, yeah, we've been talking about hanging slangers, but it is PG-13.
PG-13, yeah. Man, I
shouldn't be. Oh boy. Oh boy. Anyway, what's that? Oh, I thought you said I'm going to get Gouda cheese.
It's late.
Okay, you need to shout. All right. Okay. Anyway, someone's opening the door.
We're getting a live look at the way the Badman houses are on
right now.
Right 10:34 at night.
But I slept on a Lazy Boy. Honestly, low key, not a bad experience.
It's not bad.
But the cat woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's not good.
And he like meowing in my face. And what woke me up at around 3 o'clock was like she had a hairball, and so she's like,
was she standing on you while she was doing?
I don't know. Like I'm like not yet lucid, right? So I'm like, this cat's throwing up everywhere. You need water? Got a little bit of this liquid gold, they call it.
Liquid gold.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, the cat was just like, and I'm like, uh-oh, am I gonna wake up and gonna step in cat like vom? Luckily, did not. But the cat did the cutest thing. Her name's Tanuki because she's got a Mario Tanuki tail.
Nice.
She put her like little paw on my shoulder to wake me up, like nudging my shoulder, like, hey, come on, you gotta pet me.
So in my brain, yeah, when cats do that, I feel like they're testing to see if you're dead so they can start eating you.
Honestly, I wouldn't put past Tanuki at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, it's cute and all, but they're really seeing if they can start chowing down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or using you as, like, a scratching poster.
Tanuki's funny, though, because, like, she thinks she's all high and mighty. She don't need anybody. Like, you should be worshiping me, human. But she is so needy. So, like again... My sister-in-law is her mom. So, like, in the morning, she's like, Mom, I want to go see Mom so she can pet me and I need to feel high and mighty.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what she does. It's hilarious. But, yeah, it's been a chaotic week here, both in good and bad, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's been a week. I really want to go play an Elden Ring. Really got to go play more Horizon and get lost in that.
Before we end, because it's getting late, I'm getting tie-tie.
Same. excuse me, sorry.
I have continued making good on my promise.
Oh.
I am 3 episodes into Arcane.
Yes. You got to that cliffhanger, huh?
It's pretty stellar.
Yeah.
That animation is gorgeous.
It only gets better.
And I'm digging the characters. I'm digging where the story has gone already.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see where it keeps going. So,
fuck yes, we made him a believer. Hear that, Katie?
Well, I need to ask you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Legend of Vox Machina.
I was going to start watching more of it.
Uh-huh.
But situations have happened. So.
Okay. All right. I'm very eager to hear how you dig the ending.
Okay.
Because I
how many
my
episodes?
Jaw was open the entire time. 12.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Really? It's gone that fast. Oh, my God. Yeah. So I'm going to watch a few. I try to watch in the Cuphead show. And I dug it, but then I fell asleep quickly afterwards.
Yeah. I probably won't watch it. It's just not my thing.
Fair enough. You hate the 50s. And you know, you're not down with Ike. I get it.
I'm definitely not.
With all that out of the way, that's been the Trophy Room Post Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, supporting the show like y'all do. And hopefully by next week, you have a Horizon spoiler-free talk of just more of our thoughts and opinions on Horizon in the month that has been February. And then I would like to sit down with our good friend Adam Leonard and to have a spoiler talk whenever we both talk. Beat it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep what's about you, keep hunting, keep playing PlayStation. Love you guys.
Love you.